this morning to come to the ballpark, and that was around 9 o'clock in the morning. The payoff pitch. Castro fouls it off the plate. And the count remains full, but the game and games, I should say, canceled due to the incoming tropical storm Debbie. The payoff pitch and another foul ball out of play left side. Still 3-2. And a lot of the Florida State League being impacted by that weather. As a matter of fact, only one game being played in the Florida State League today. Everything else canceled. This foul to the right. Into the seat. Still 3-2. Three straight foul balls with two strikes. But the only game being played today, the payoff, inside by the shoot tops, ball four. So Sebastian Castro is on with a leadoff walk. That ends a streak of seven in a row, retired by Ferret. And back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. One for two with a single today and a stolen base. But Bradenton and Palm Beach playing in the southeastern portion of the Panhandle. As Morabito uncorks this foul down the right field line, 0-1. The only East Coast game that was impacted by the approaching tropical storm was in Daytona, their game against Dunedin, canceled tonight. And I would imagine that might have just as much to do with getting the Blue Jays back to Dunedin on the West Coast with the approaching storm as anything else. The 0-1, Morabito foul ball up the third baseline, 0-2. One on, nobody out. Top of the sixth inning, Aberdeen a 5-0 lead. But St. Lucie will not play today. They'll be back in action, weather permitting, on Tuesday at home against Bradenton, Pirates Farm Club. The 0-2, and Morabito is soft ground ball to third. Coming on Tejada, his play to first base is in time. Well, that's Vasquez making the play in from third. And Morabito retired for the first out as Castro advances to second. So a man at second with one out for Jacob Reimer. Reimer 0-for-1 with a walk today. He's also been picked off and grounded out to short. Brooklyn trying to break up the shutout. First pitch to Reimer in the dirt. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0. Double-A Binghamton scheduled to play a doubleheader today, starting at 2:15 against New Hampshire. Blue Jays affiliate. The 1-0. Outside with a slider, 2-0. So that'll get underway about 45 minutes or so. Luis M. Moreno will make the start for Binghamton in the opener. Jonathan Pintaro scheduled to make his double-A debut in the finale. Gave up just one earned run for Brooklyn as a pitcher in the month of July, did Pintaro. The 2-0. And the dirt gets away from the catcher, Florentino. And that'll allow Castro to advance to third. So the count 3-0 on Jacob Reimer. As now the Cyclones have their first run of the game at third base with one out. The only game in the organization outside of this one in progress, Triple-A Syracuse on the road against Columbus. They two. Thought they were trying to play two. They are not. A single nine-inning game. A 3-0 is strike inside half. And the count 3-1. Mike Vassell starting today for Syracuse. They trail Columbus 2-0. Ferretz 3-1, and Reimer a ground ball right side and threw a base hit. Scoring is Castro. Jacob Reimer, his first RBI with the Cyclones this year. He's reached base safely in all three games as well, and the Cyclones are on the board. It's 5-1. Fourth RBI of the year for Reimer between Brooklyn and his two rehab stops. So one on, one in, one out for Chris Suero. And he takes a slider at the letters 0-1. Suero has struck out and grounded to short. The one strike pitch. And Suero fouls it off the mask of the home plate umpire. And the count 0-2. Koichi Zawa trying to shake it off, walking the ball back towards the pitcher's mound. Then hands it off to Florentino, who will take it the rest of the way. But Columbus, a 2-0 lead over Syracuse so far this afternoon. Brett Beatty, Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, JT Schwartz. Former Cyclones alongside Vassell in the AAA lineup today. And then 4 o'clock, 4:07. Mets are in Anaheim to wrap up that series with the Angels. Rubber match there. Jose Quintana against Griffin Canning. Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez, Jeff McNeil, the former Cyclones in the lineup. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Chase the off-speed down. And Michael Ferret picks up another strikeout. That's his third. And there is one on, two out for Mateo Gill. Gill a couple of fly balls to center today. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch from the righty. That down and away ball gets away from the catcher Florentino to his right. And didn't get away very far, but off the edge of his webbing and towards the stadium word mark behind home plate. And that allows Reimer to take second. So the second wild pitch of the inning from Ferret. Has another run in scoring position for Mateo. The 1-0. Outside corner with the slide piece, 1-1. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn 1, with two out in the top of the sixth. Mets that gut-wrenching defeat last night to the Angels. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Chased another breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. Oscar Brazoban giving up the go-ahead shot in the latter stages yesterday. A go-ahead three-run homer to Zach Neto. As Ferret steps off, and that shortly after, J.D. Martinez had hit the go-ahead grand slam in the top of the seventh inning. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Chased the pitch in the dirt. Gill trying to argue, saying that he fouled it off, and the ball was not trapped by the catcher Florentino. Reimer running all the way down to score, and then finally they throw down at first base to complete the strikeout. They say that Gill swung and missed, not that he fouled it off. John Vaughn came down to argue with Koichi Zawa. And Gilbert Gomez comes down to tell Vaughn to head back to the dugout. And Gomez will continue the conversation. So another tough break for Brooklyn as they have to settle for one in the inning. One run, one hit, one left. After 5.5, 5-1 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning, call to the bullpen for Brooklyn, brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Jake Stevenson takes over for Eduardo Herrera. His first pitch to Angel Tejada, lined up the middle and caught by the second baseman, DeAndre Smith. And one pitch, one out for Brooklyn defensively in the sixth inning. Stevenson, the new arm in the game, 6'4", 225 pounds, 27 years old, from Waconia, Minnesota, takes over for Eduardo Herrera, who had a tough day at the office. Florentino 0-2. And the first pitch he sees hit on the ground, first base side, 0-1. Stevenson making his second appearance in this series. There was scoreless inning to close out the ball game on Thursday. Making his 22nd appearance with Brooklyn, as Florentino takes inside, 1-1, 3-1 record, a 7.59 ERA, does have a save, 23 hits, 21 in the third innings, 12 walks, 29 strikeouts. The 1-1 bounces off the plate, 2-1. Smell of popcorn emanating throughout the ballpark right now. Although it's not that same buttery smell you usually get a waft of when you walk through the front doors of a movie theater or you're standing on the concession line. It smells more like when you burn popcorn in your microwave. There's a swing and a miss from Florentino, 2-2. It doesn't smell completely burned. It's not that sort of really sharp, coarse smell. But I wouldn't be shocked if a few kernels were burnt on that batch. The 2-2, Florentino in the air down the left field line, out of play. Still two balls and two strikes. Final line for Eduardo Herrera. Tough day for him. Goes an inning, gives up four runs on three hits. Three walks, a strikeout. A wild pitch. 31 pitches, 15 strikes. The 2-2, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Suero. Held on for strike three. First strikeout today for Jake. Two out in the sixth inning. That K brought to you by BKFC. Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Base is empty. Two out for Enrique Bradfield. 0-2 with a walk. And he takes a slider strike, 0-1. In the top of the seventh, Brooklyn will have 5, 6, and 7 due up against the Iron Bird bullpen. And I have to imagine it'll still be Michael Ferret. No action in the bullpen right now, the 0-1. Inside and low, 1-1. Ferret at 36 pitches through his first four innings. 1-1, sails up and away, two balls and a strike. Douglas Hodo waiting on deck. Base is empty, two out. 5-1 Aberdeen in the sixth. The 2-1. There's a changeup, strike 2-2. Shortstop Lugo shaded up the middle. Third baseman Reimer backing off the line. The 2-2. And this one lined out towards left. Waiting now, drifting back a step or two as Clark reaches over his Navy cap and makes the catch on the line drive to end the inning. So Stevenson comes on, works a 1-2-3-6. We head to the top of the seventh. Brooklyn needs 4 to tie and 5 to take the lead. They trail Aberdeen 5-1 in game 1 of the doubleheader on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen. Our calls to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Yaki Rivera on to make his first appearance of the series. 6'2", 150 pounds, 21 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Final line for Michael Perrette goes 4 innings, a run on 3 hits, a walk, struck out 4, a couple of wild pitches. 60 pitches, 40 strikes for him. And Rivera will come on and face 5, 6, and 7. And the Brooklyn lineup here in the top of the seventh inning in this seven-inning game one. Rivera pitching for the first time in a week. Earned the save against Jersey Shore last Sunday. 2 1/3 innings, a run on 1 hit, a walk, and a strikeout. His ERA over his last 7 outings a bit higher than his season average at 4.5. On the year, 6-1, a 2.43 ERA. Making his 29th appearance, 4-for-8 in save tries. This will not be a save opportunity in a 4-run game. Just 26 hits allowed at 40 2/3 innings, 21 walks, 40 strikeouts. Kellum Clark, 1-for-2 with a double, and he takes a first pitch strike to start the seventh. Clark struck out in his last at-bat. Rivera from the wind, the 0-1. Breaking ball inside corner, 0-2. Rivera. A 1.42 ERA against Brooklyn this year as this stung on the ground over the first base bag. Fielded by Costas behind the pillow and will take it to the bag himself for the first out of the seventh inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the in-between game show. Look back at game one. Scores from out of town. And a look ahead to the second game of today's doubleheader. All that coming up after the final out right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. First pitch to DeAndre Smith in the dirt. And the count 1-0. DeAndre 0-for-2 has struck out and grounded out to second. 1-0. Fastball outside at 91. Two balls and no strikes. Rivera, the 2-0. Fastball away at 92. Three balls and no strikes. Rivera originally signed out of the Dominican by the Marlins in 2021. The 3-0 to DeAndre. Fastball down the middle. It's 3-1. Traded by the Marlins as a player to be named later in June of 2022 as Smith, a drive into right field, sending Trimble back, away back to the warning track, and it's gone. DeAndre Smith, his first home run of the 2024 season, shoots it out the opposite way to right. 100.8 off the bat, 387 feet, and the Cyclones have cut the deficit to 3. It's 5-2 with one out in the seventh. First home run, his sixth total RBI this season. And now a base is empty, one out for Omar De Los Santos, who takes up and away for ball one. Well, for Rivera, that's just the second home run he has allowed this year as Omar pops it a mile high. Left side, shortstop Young calls off the third baseman Vasquez, and about two steps still in foul ground, makes the catch with Vasquez and Bradfield around him. And the Cyclones down to their final out here in game one. Bases empty and two down for William Lugo, who has singled and grounded out. But Rivera, part of the trade, as Lugo takes outside 1-0. The original deal, and he was the player to be named later in the 1-0. Down and away 2-0. Sent the 67th overall pick, left-hander Antonio Velez, and outfielder Kevin Guerrero to Baltimore along with Rivera. As Lugo takes a strike 2-1. And the Marlins went Cole Sulzer, who was in the Mets organization earlier this year, had a couple appearances at the big league level for New York. As Lugo watches that skip in, 3-1. And the other big name that went in the deal that netted the Orioles, Yaki Rivera, was one of the big relief arms that was traded at the deadline this year, Tanner Scott, 3-1. And a fastball late. Swing and a miss, 3-2. And the Cyclones down to their final strike here in game one. Scott going for the Marlins to the Padres at the deadline. Bases empty, two out, one run in. 5-2 Aberdeen. The windup, the payoff. At the knee, strike three called, and the ball game is over. Aberdeen has won back-to-back ball games, and they have taken three of the first five in this series. Your final score in game one, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 5 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 2. Right now, about 2 o'clock Eastern, would imagine a 2:40, maybe a 2:45 start time for game two. And that, of course, granted that the weather will cooperate. We'll step aside for a moment. We come back. The recap report is next. Aberdeen takes the opening game of the doubleheader, 5-2. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a post-game drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Back here in Maryland, top of the 2 o'clock hour. Cyclones drop game one of the doubleheader by a final of 5-2 with the loss. Brooklyn dropping to 14-21 in the half. 47-54 on the year. Aberdeen now 19-16 in the half. 53-48 on the season. Brooklyn will try and take the finale and earn a series split in game two of the doubleheader. Of course, if the weather chooses to cooperate on this Sunday afternoon, they are expecting some weather later, although we haven't checked the forecast in a little while, in large part because we've been calling a baseball game. But we'll let you know if anything changes with that. Edgar Portes against a mystery starter for Brooklyn in game two. But let's take you through game one. It was Joelmy Ramirez to start against a cavalcade of different arms. The bulk arm, Michael Ferret, but a couple of minor league rehabbers starting the game on the mound for Aberdeen. Nick Avila was the man who started it off. Faced the minimum in the first, and then Aberdeen in the bottom of the first inning, jumping out to a 1-0 lead. Bases empty and one out. Douglas Hodo ripping the eighth pitch of the at-bat around the left field foul pole for a solo homer, his fifth in the South Atlantic League this year. Gave Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. And then it was trading zeros for a long time. Joelmy Ramirez was outstanding for Brooklyn. Only allowed two hits, including that home run, in his effort today. But the starter, Nick Avila, went one inning. Then left-hander Jacob Hernandez, another rehabber, came on and threw a scoreless second, stranded a couple of men on base. And then Michael Ferret entered for Aberdeen in the third. Joelmy Ramirez gave Brooklyn four strong innings. Eduardo Herrera came on for the fifth, and you thought that would be enough to keep it a one-run game into the sixth. But Herrera, far and away his toughest outing as a member of the Mets organization earlier today. In that bottom of the fifth inning with one out, or rather a leadoff base hit from Angel Tejada. He stole second with one out. A walk to Enrique Bradfield Jr., a wild pitch and a walk loaded the bases, and then Tavian Josenberger, a two-run single, made it 3-0 after a steal and an intentional walk loaded the bases again. Maxwell Costas, an infield single, made it 4-0, and then a Carter Young fielder's choice made it a 5-0 game. Brooklyn would break up the shutout in the sixth. Sebastian Castro walked, took second on a ground out, third on a wild pitch, and then scored on an opposite field single from Jacob Reimer, made it 5-1, and then with one out in the seventh, DeAndre Smith, an opposite field solo home run. His first of the year, made it 5-2, but that is how the game came to a close as the Ironbirds take it by that same final of 5-2. Winning pitcher, Michael Ferret, he improves to 3-3, four innings, a run on three hits, a walk, and four Ks. The loss to Joelmy Ramirez, Tough one for him today. He falls to 3-4, four innings, a run on two hits, three walks, and two strikeouts. Final line score for game one, Brooklyn 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 3. Aberdeen 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 5. Final time of game here in the opener, an hour and 52 minutes in front of a crowd of 517 here at Leidos Field. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye, at least for the meantime, in between games, looking at the South Atlantic League, Greensboro and Asheville having to complete a suspended game 2 from yesterday before playing a 7-inning finale. Greensboro winning that suspended game 6-1. Game 2 coming up shortly for Greensboro. It will be Jacob Deese. And Jake Bockenstedt will be the starter for the Dash. As for the rest of the South Atlantic League today, top of the 5th inning in Rome, Bowling Green, a 4-0 lead. Brock Jones, a solo homer, his 15th of the year for the Hot Rods. Yaniel Curet against Luis Vargas, top of the 4th. In North Carolina, Asheville and Hickory are tied at 1. Cameron Cawley is 10th home run of the year for the Crawdads. Ryan Lobis for Hickory. Nick Swanson for Asheville. Top of the 1st, just about to get underway in Hudson Valley. Renegades against the Blue Claws. Trent Sellers against Braden Tucker. And Greenville hosting Wilmington. That going to get underway at about 3 o'clock. Down in South Carolina, Seth Schumann for the Blue Rocks and Hayden Mullins for the Drive. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard today, mentioned before, single A St. Lucie having both of their games today canceled due to the approach of Tropical Storm Debbie. They'll be back in action on Tuesday at home. Double A Binghamton about to start at home against New Hampshire, playing a doubleheader against them. 2:15 start in game one. Luis M. Moreno, I should say, the starter for the Rebel Ponies in the lid lifter. Jonathan Pintaro slated to make his double-A debut in the nightcap. And triple-A Syracuse right now through 4 on the road against Columbus. They trail 3-0. Mike Vassell on the mound for the Syracuse Mets today. And at the big league level, Mets on the road up to take on the Angels at 4:07. Jose Quintana for the Mets. Griffin Canning for the Angels as they make the announcement over the PA. We're expecting a 2:40 scheduled start time for game number 2. And looking at Major League Baseball on this Sunday, several games in progress. On this Sunday afternoon, middle 7 in Cincinnati. Giants a 3-2 lead on the Reds. Matt Chapman, Lamont Wade Jr. home runs for the Giants. Jamer Candelario, Santiago Espinal with home runs for Cincinnati. Bottom 2 in Pittsburgh. Pirates up 1-0 on the Diamondbacks. Paul Skeens against Ryan Nelson. Top 3 in Atlanta. Braves and Marlins are scoreless. Max Fried against Edward Cabrera. Top 2 in the Bronx, the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead on the Yankees. Yariel Rodriguez against Garrett Cole. Middle 3 in Washington, Nationals up 1-0 on Milwaukee thanks to a Luis Garcia Jr. home run, his 13th. It is Mitchell Parker for the Nationals, Tobias Myers for the Brewers. Bottom 2 in Cleveland, Orioles up 1-0 on the Guardians. Corbin Burns against Gavin Williams. Bottom 2 in Detroit. Tigers and Royals are scoreless. Detroit bullpen game. Michael Wacha, the former Met, for Kansas City. Everything else in the big leagues about to start or coming up later at 2:10. Astros hosting the Rays. Spencer Arrighetti against Hunter Biggie in a bullpen game for Tampa. Twins hosting the White Sox at 2:10. Simeon Woods Richardson against the former Met and Cyclone Chris Flexen. 2:35, Rangers hosting the Red Sox. Nate Eovaldi against Nick Pivetta. 4:07, A's hosting the Dodgers. Osvaldo Beto against the rookie River Ryan. Rockies in San Diego to take on the Padres at 4:10. Cal Quantrill against Matt Waldron. Mariners hosting the Phillies at 4:10. Logan Gilbert against Zach Wheeler. And the Cubs hosting the Cardinals Sunday Night Baseball at 7:10. Justin Steele against Miles Michaelis. We'll step aside for a couple of moments as we try and get the lineup squared away for Game 2. And then we'll come right back for Game 2. Coming up in about a half an hour, 2:40, scheduled first pitch. Brooklyn drops the opener 5-2 to Aberdeen. Game 2 coming up in about 30 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of the celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. The Brooklyn Cyclones' world-famous Seinfeld Night is real, and it's spectacular, and you can be a part of it at Maimonides Park on Saturday, August 10th. The first 2,000 fans in the building will take home a special edition George Costanza It's Scary Cold bobblehead. Plus, if these pretzels are making you thirsty, we've got the cure. Our all-you-can-drink package, 2 hours of unlimited beer, wine, seltzers, yada, 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 all that and so much more. To secure your tickets for the 2024 Seinfeld Night, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey, Cyclones fans, what's going on? Johnny Gadamowicz with you. We have the pleasure of now being joined by Jonah Tong, just up from St. Lucie, and we're so appreciative of his time. Jonah, thanks for coming on.
Anytime.
What have been your initial impressions of Brooklyn so far?
It's definitely a lot different than good old Port St. Lucie, I'll tell you that. I grew up in Toronto, so it's not much different, but first time actually being in New York, so it's kind of a really cool experience overall. Last year, it was a big development year. I said that a lot. Just trying to figure out who I was as a pitcher. Obviously, battling a very brief injury at the beginning of the year, so it's just more about staying healthy throughout that remainder of the year. And then coming into this offseason, it was more, okay, what are my weaknesses? How do I attack those? And hopefully, it'll kind of like blend together really nicely. And so far, it's coming out. Back home, I'm from Toronto, Ontario, so there's a facility just outside near a place called Richmond Hill. It's where I played growing up with the Toronto Mets. I mean, that's pretty funny, but a couple buddies of mine, especially like Mitch Bratt, who's in the Rangers organization right now, so we just kind of communicate and go during certain times and train basically every day there and try to get one step better every day. So Ryan McBride and Rich Leach, I mean, they've given me every opportunity to develop not only as a person, but through baseball, learning. Growing some really, really nice friendships and just understanding the game a little bit more. I'm a little quirky. I get a little animated here and there. It's just all pent up. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, I'm unusual. My mom always laughs at me every time she watches me throw. But I just go out there and try to compete like everyone else in that clubhouse for sure. It's just one pitch at a time, one step at a time, and let the game come to you.
All right, so take me inside your mind. Let's say it's bases loaded, two outs. You got a guy 3-2. What's the go-to out pitch for you?
Right now it's been a slider. Really happy with how that's progressing. Or a good old fastball up. Really works right now, especially with some of the ride I get it's just, if I can get it there, it's generally in a good spot. A big thing I didn't do last year was I put myself in bad spots getting behind in counts. So this year I've been really trying to narrow that focus down, go after them early, and then floor it on the gas pedal. Just keep going, keep going, keep going, and not holding off at all. Growing up in Canada, we are known as very nice people. So from that part, I owe it all to my parents. I mean, they've raised me in a way that I am today, and I owe them everything. Friends and family as well. And I mean, Canadians are known to be in a colder climate. So when I got the call to come down here, I'm like, oh, I'm going back home.
Right.
So,
you're used to it.
Yeah, we're used to it.
Awesome. I know senior year of high school, transferred down to Georgia, Georgia Prep Academy. What was that sort of year like, and how instrumental was that year or so in kind of getting you ready for the next level?
That entire year was pretty, I mean, chaotic. I mean, I started the year out in Arizona, did a small tournament there, and then went to Georgia Premier. Went there for about, I think, 2 months, I think. And then after that, went to the draft league. And it was just getting to know different places, especially in the States, getting used to different climates, meeting, obviously, new people. And the biggest thing for me transitioning was I got to experience different cultures. Like, for instance, at Georgia Premier, we have a lot of Latin players, so I got to start to learn some Spanish. And then in the draft league, we played in kind of ballparks like this beautiful one right here.
Right.
And kind of understand, like, what to do as a professional day in and day out. Initially, it was just kind of like, oh, wow, this is a lot different. Like, you can't really get your feet set. But after a while, even, like, into this year, it's just more, like, second nature at that point.
Let's rewind to 2022, summer. Obviously, you hear, you got the phone call from the Mets, seventh round. Did it come as a surprise? I know you were slated to go to North Dakota State. Was it something that you kind of had a decent idea might have happened, or were you a little caught off guard?
I kind of knew a day before the draft that it might happen, but up until that point, I really wasn't too focused on it. I mean, I was just more focused on baseball and just everything else besides from the professional side.
Right.
And I had a really good connection with the area scout up in Georgia, Florida area. His name is Marlon Fail. Awesome dude. He really took me under his wing during that summer. So I kind of had a feeling like I could go to the Mets.
Right. We'll do a little rapid fire here before we say goodbye to close things up. We'll get to know Jonah Tong. All right, Jonah. Favorite team growing up?
This is going to come as a weird one, but I was a big Braves fan.
Really?
Yeah. Just I really loved like the team logos and colors and all that stuff. And didn't follow too closely on the players until Soroka was there not too well, during his rookie season.
Okay. I know you mentioned Soroka. Favorite player growing up?
Oof. I honestly didn't have one. I mean, from a Canadian side, I mean, Jose Bautista was pretty cool.
Sure.
Gosh, Brett Cecil. Okay. Actually was my favorite player for the longest time. He was a J.
That's a wild card. Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting to hear
so
that.
So he was one of the first players I've ever met. Like, we had this little, like, meet and greet when we have our small travel team anyway, and we got to fist bump him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
There you
so
go.
He was my favorite player for a while.
Very cool. How about a favorite baseball movie?
That's hard. I think 42.
Okay.
Really, really good movie.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And obviously, Jackie Robinson, plenty of Brooklyn roots here for you as well. And now we'll finish it up with favorite ballpark food.
Oh, okay. So I'm a big popcorn guy.
Like popcorn,
huge.
Okay.
And then I'll dabble with a hot dog.
All right. Well, I was going to say, here we got the original Nathan's right down the road. You need to get well equipped with that, make a couple trips down the road. But Jonah, this was awesome. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate
Best of luck the rest of the way. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Jonah Tong. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin,
We bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of a celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. The Brooklyn Cyclones' world-famous Seinfeld Night is real, and it's spectacular, and you can be a part of it at Maimonides Park on Saturday, August 10th. The first 2,000 fans in the building will take home a special edition George Costanza It's Scary Cold bobblehead. Plus, if these pretzels are making you thirsty, we've got the cure. Our all-you-can-drink package, 2 hours of unlimited beer, wine, seltzers, yada, 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 all that and so much more. To secure your tickets for the 2024 sign, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Back here at Lido's Field, Ripken Stadium, about 10 minutes or so away from start time of game two of today's doubleheader. Right now, gray skies here in Aberdeen, but we are dry. And barring any last second changes, we will get this one underway. And at least based on the forecast that I'm looking at right now, we should be able to get in all seven. So the forecast is certainly taking a turn for the better since this morning. And as we wait for first pitch here in game two, let's take a look at the game two starting lineups. First up for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Gilbert Gomez. Leading off in right, it'll be Nick Morabito as a base hit. And every game this week, Chris Suero will bat second in left. Mateo Gil bats third. He is the first baseman. Kellum Clark, designated hitter, will clean up. Junior Tillian did not play in game one. He'll bat fifth and play shortstop. DeAndre Smith at second base will hit sixth. Omar De Los Santos will bat seventh and be in center. Jeffrey De Los Santos head off in the lid lifter. He'll bat eighth and play third with Christian Pregent, the catcher for Brooklyn, batting ninth. Ben Simon will make the first start of his professional career here in game two. Simon on the year 2-3, a 3.73 ERA. Look at the Aberdeen starting lineup put together by their skipper, Felipe Rojas Jr. Leading off in center field, it'll be Enrique Bradfield Jr. Davian Josenberger bats second and plays second. Reed Trimble, the right fielder, will be in the three slot. Adam Retzbach, who did not play in the opener, bats cleanup and will DH. Carter Young at third base is in the five slot. Jalen Vasquez will play shortstop and hit sixth. Anel Tejada is the seven hitter at first base. Carlos Rodriguez will get the start at catcher and hit eighth. And Luis Valdez back in the lineup today for Aberdeen, batting ninth in left. Edgar Portes on the mound for the Ironbirds here in game two. Portes, the righty, 5-2, a 3.24 ERA. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, final game of the six-game series, final game of the season series as well, coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's vibes. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Goat.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The Brooklyn Cyclones' world-famous Seinfeld Night is real, and it's spectacular, and you can be a part of it at Maimonides Park on Saturday, August 10th. The first 2,000 fans in the building will take home a special edition George Costanza It's Scary Cold bobblehead. Plus, if these pretzels are making you thirsty, we've got the cure. Our all-you-can-drink package, 2 hours of unlimited beer, wine, seltzers, yada, 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 all that and so much more. To secure your tickets for the 2024 Seinfeld Night, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of a celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Time for baseball once again here in Maryland, about 20-3 here in the East. Brooklyn fell in game one, 5-2. Edgar Cortes warming up on the mound for the Ironbirds in the nightcap. A quick look at the Brooklyn lineup he will face. Morabito, Suero, Gill at the top. Clark, Tilly and Smith at the heart. Omar and Jeffrey De Los Santos and Pregent rounding out the Brooklyn starting nine. Edgar Portes on the mound for the Ironbirds here in the nightcap. 6'2", 165 pounds, 21 years old. Will turn 22 in October from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. The numbers for Portes so far this year, making his 20th appearance and ninth start, 5-2, a 3.24 ERA. 59 hits, 72 and a third innings. 37 walks, enters play today, sixth in the South Atlantic League with 92 strikeouts. Nick Morabito will lead things off for Brooklyn here in game number two. Morabito in the opener was 1-4-3. Morabito ready, Portes is ready. The windup, our first pitch of game two, is a breaking ball outside, and we are underway at 2:42 Eastern Time. Portes from the third base side of the rubber. Here's the 1-0, and Morabito takes high. It's two balls and no strikes. Morabito, after game one, hitting at 289. The 2-0. Bottom of the zone, a strike, 2-1. 289 average, two homers, 15 RBIs. Morabito 6-4, 19 in the series. The wind, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, high fastball at 93. And the count even at 2-2. Right now, cloudy skies in Aberdeen. Do have a few breaks in those clouds out towards the third base side, off towards the Ripken Experience Youth Baseball Fields. The 2-2, and Morabito fouls it off the hands. Stays two balls and two strikes. Right now in Aberdeen, temperature right around 84 degrees. Real feel up around 95. The 2-2. This popped up. First base side. Over is Tejada. But this one about four or five rows into the seats. Still 2-2 on Morabito. According to AccuWeather, the rain and thunder slated to get underway in about 45 minutes or so. So we shall see what happens if that comes to fruition. The 2-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. 93 strikeouts on the season now for Edgar Portes. As he starts his day off with a strikeout, one away in the top of the first. Brings up Chris Suero. Suero 0-3 in game one. Struck out a couple of times, getting the start in left field here in game two. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch from Portes, fouled off towards the first base seats. 0-1. Suero with Brooklyn hitting at 208. 43 for 207. Five home runs and 34 RBI. The 0-1. Suero takes a knee-high strike, 0-2. Defensively behind Portes in game two, left to right in the outfield, Luis Valdez, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Reed Trimble. The 0-2 outside to Suero. And the count of ball and two strikes. Third to first around the infield, Carter Young, Jalen Vasquez, Tavian Josenberger, and Angel Tejada with Carlos Rodriguez, the catcher behind the plate. The 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Struck out another one. Got him on a breaking ball down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts to start game two for Portes. And two out of the top of the first for Mateo Gil. Gil hitless in game one, 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Hitting at 221 with Brooklyn. Seven home runs and 25 RBI. First pitch and a changeup low. And the count 1-0. Gil 4 for 17 in this series. Two of those four hits, home runs. The 1-0. Anthony's, it's 1-1. Gil was a triple short of the cycle in game one of Wednesday's doubleheader. Portes, the 1-1. Gil thought about it and lays off down and away. Two balls and a strike. Our umpiring crew here in game two behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes at Devin Anderson on the bases, Shin Koishizawa. Sun trying to shine through. The 2-1 to Mateo. Low, three balls and a strike. Kellum Clark waiting on deck for Brooklyn. The 3-1 coming, and Gil a high fly ball left side. This one will land on the roof of the stadium. And the count full at 3-2. Portes making his first appearance in the week, last pitched a week ago today. Went 2 2/3 innings out of the bullpen, earned his fifth win against Jersey Shore. A run on four hits, did walk three, and struck out three as well. 3-2 the count, bases empty, two out. The payoff pitch, and Gil a high fly ball to right. In and towards the line is Trimble, and he'll make the catch over his head as Portes works a 1-2-3, top of the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Ben Simon coming on to make the first start of his professional career. We come back, Brooklyn nothing. Aberdeen coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Ben Simon going to make the first start of his pro career here in game two of today's doubleheader. Simon, 5'11", 197 pounds, 22 years old from East Windsor, New Jersey. Not expected to go starter distance here today. Maybe two innings tops for Simon here to start this ball game. But Simon threw an inning and two-thirds in game one on Wednesday. No runs, two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. 28 pitches, 16 strikes. Enrique Bradfield Jr. will lead off against him in the home first. And Simon's first pitch, fastball, a strike, 0-1. Bradfield Jr. in game one today was 0-3, did walk and score a run. The 0-1 in the dirt. It's even a ball and a strike. Simon making his 20th appearance, but first start, 2-3, a 3.73 ERA. 1-1, and Bradfield early on the change. A ball and two strikes. Simon, 28 hits allowed, 31 and a third innings, 10 walks, 31 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. And Bradfield in the air, left center field. Over to his left on the run is Suero. And in the gap, he'll make the running catch for the first out of game two. So a well-stung ball there from Bradfield Jr. But he is retired. One away for the center fielder in game two, Tavian Josenberger. Josenberger, 1-for-2. With a walk, a run scored, a couple RBIs in the opener as this one lined in a right field. And down in front of Morabito for another base hit. And it's been a nice series for Tavian Josenberger. He's now 2-for-3 in the doubleheader today. And Josenberger now 6-for-14 in the series. One on and one out for Reed Trimble. Josenberger did steal a bag in game one. First pitch to Trimble. Swing and a miss. Fastball down at 93. No balls and a strike. Trimble 0-for-1. Walked twice in the lid lifter. Trimble hitting at 250 with Aberdeen. The 0-1. At the letter is a strike 0-2. Trimble, 3 homers, 23 RBI. Defensively behind Simon here in game two. Left to right in the outfield, Chris Suero, Omar De Los Santos, and Nick Morabito. The 0-2. High fastball, a ball and two strikes. Third to first around the infield, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Junior Tillian, DeAndre Smith, and Mateo Gill with Christian Pregent, the catcher, behind the plate. Throw over to first, and Josenberger dives back. Good move there from Simon. But Ben spent about a month on the IL from May 13th until June the 16th. And since he has come back, has pitched even better than he did beforehand. The 1-2. High 2-2. Simon, a 2.5 ERA in his last 11 appearances since coming off the IL. Just 3 walks and 15 strikeouts. The 2-2. Inside and low, a full count. Third baseman De Los Santos off the line. We'll see if the runner goes on the payoff. 3-2 comes. Runner does not go. And Trimble fouls it back into the seats. Simon had a great month of July. Gave up just 1 run on 6 hits in 13 and 2/3 innings. Trying to continue that success into August. One on, one out. A throw over to first, and it hit off the runner, but won't get far enough away for anyone to advance. A quick move there from Simon. Deflected off the back of Josenberger. But that was enough to slow the ball down and prevent any further advance. So we'll see if the runner goes now. Josenberger a bigger lead. There he does go. Pitches high. Ball 4. So a single and a walk. And the Ironbirds with 2 on and 1 out. And now the catcher, Adam Retzbach. Well, Retzbach, the DH here in game 2. Retzbach did not play in the lid lifter this afternoon. Retzbach 1-for-3 in yesterday's game, 3-for-9 in the series. Hitting at a buck 90, 38-for-200. Righty-righty matchup as Simon misses down and away for ball 1. Retzbach, 6 home runs, 35 RBI. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Evens up a ball and a strike. Retzbach just 4 for his last 31. Entering play today. Trying to provide an early lead for Aberdeen. The 1-1 pitch at the knees, 1-2. Carter Young, the switch hitter, in the on-deck circle. Deep breath and home plate for Retzbach. Ironbirds took the opening game of today's doubleheader 5-2. Simon comes home. Retzbach thought about it, but stays away from the fastball up and in. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Retzbach, 14th round pick of the Orioles 2 years ago out of Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The 2-2 runners go. Swing and a miss. Throw to third by Pregent. Not in time. So Retzbach strikes out. But a double steal of second and third. Josenberger, his 42nd stolen base of the season. And on the back end, Reed Trimble. Not too shabby either. That is 22nd with Aberdeen this season. So now Carter Young with second and third and two out. And the first pitch from Simon elevated for ball one. Young in the opener was 1-for-3 with an RBI fielder's choice. And Aberdeen's 4-run fifth, hitting at 203 on the season. The 1-0. And this one lined right field. And that one's going to get down in front of Morabito, a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Trimble to the plate. And Morabito's throw comes into second. Aberdeen strikes in the first inning yet again. This time a 2-run single from Carter Young makes it 2-0. RBI's 33 and 34 on the year for Young. And the Ironbirds score in the first for the second time today. So one on and two out, two in for Jalen Vasquez, the sixth man to bat in the inning. Simon's 20th pitch of the frame is lined right at the first baseman, Gill, who drops to a knee to catch the screamer and end the inning. But not before Aberdeen takes the lead. 2 runs on the strength of 2 hits and 1 man left at the end of one. It's 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Well, the grounds crew just had a quick conversation with the umpires, but we will start the top of the second inning. Top of the 3 o'clock hour, Aberdeen a 2-0 lead here from Lidos Field and Ripken Stadium. Calling all kids, the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program. Presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do is read 4 books in your free time. Tell us about them. And you'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. I feel like my voice has been going in and out here in game 2. As Kellum Clark digs in for his pitch, a changeup way out in front, 0-1. That's what happens when they don't feed you pregame, and you have to shovel as much food as you can in your face. In about a span of 15 minutes in between games. The 0-1. Clark, broken back, ground ball to second. Staying down on it is Josenberger. And he'll throw to first to retire Clark for the first out of the second inning. One away for Junior Tillian. Did not play in the opener. Tillian 0 for 2 in yesterday's game with a couple of walks. 2 for 14 in the series. Hitting at .222, 4 home runs, and 25 ribbies. Portes from the third base side of the slab is first pitch. Breaking ball low, 1-0. Aberdeen wearing the home whites here in game 2. Powder blue sleeves, iron birds, and orange script across the chests. Blue numerals front and back, blue piping around the collar and down the front. 1-0. Fastball up and away, 2-0. White pants for Portes, hiked up just below the knees. Tall royal blue socks out either end of that jersey top. Around either end of those white cleats, I should say. The 2-0. High 3-0. Maybe I ate that food too quickly and my brain isn't working. And 3-0 now on Tillian. Two-tone cap, white front panel. Powder blue back panel and bill. The 3-0. And Tillian swings away and fouls it on the roof. 3-1, that silver jet logo on the front of that two-tone cap. Base is empty, one out. Top of the second, Brooklyn trailing 2-0. The 3-1 from Portes. And Tillian swings through a slider, it's 3-2. Lights on here at the stadium. As the sky gets darker. DeAndre Smith waiting on deck. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck out another. Third strikeout today for Portes. And there are two out now in the second for DeAndre Smith. That curveball has been lethal for Portes so far. And now Smith the batter. DeAndre homered in the seventh inning of game one. Was 1-for-3 in that ball game. The pitch from Portes and Smith, the pop-up. First base side, Tejada onto the warning track in front of the Aberdeen dugout. But he and Rodriguez watch that one land in the Ironbird dugout out of their reach. No balls and a strike. Smith with Brooklyn this year. 7-for-40. A homer and two RBIs. DeAndre 6-for-29 since coming off the injured list. The one strike pitch. And Smith, another fly ball right side. Again, Tejada racing after it. Was willing to jump into the seats to get it, but out of his reach, it's 0-2. Aberdeen will have the bottom third of their lineup due up in the bottom of the inning. The 0-2. Smith flares it off the end of the bat to center. Waiting now, jogging in is Bradfield Jr., and he'll make the catch as Portes tosses another 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of 1.5. It is still 2-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of a celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat.
Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Ben Simon back to the mound here in the bottom of the second inning. Aberdeen, a 2-0 lead. Tejada, Rodriguez, and Valdez, the three scheduled to bat for the Ironbirds in the inning. Tejada, 1-for-3 as the second baseman in game one. Also scored a run. Tejada hitting at 204. And 24 games at the high A level. First pitch, a check swing foul ball. And the count 0-1. Tejada. 5 extra base hits, a homer, 6 RBI. The 0-1. Fastball at the letters, 0-2. Tejada 4-for-16 in this series. Simon, toes angled towards the third base dugout. The 2-strike pitch on the outside corner. Got him looking. Struck out Tejada on 3 pitches. Ben Simon has his second strikeout. And one away in the second. Brooklyn here in game 2 wearing the Navy alternate. Cyclones in gold script across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow. Gray pants down to the ankles for Simon. Navy piping along the side. First pitch to Carlos Rodriguez, fouled back. And it's 0-1. Rodriguez did not play in the opener, drove in the winning run in yesterday's suspended game. A sac fly in the bottom of the 7th inning. 0-for-6 with Aberdeen as Simon bounces a slider 1-1. Rodriguez was hitting .338 in the FCL. 22-for-65. With no home runs and 14 runs batted in. Turned 21 in October. The 1-1. This line, deep left center field. Long run back into his left for Suero, away back, and it's off the base of the fence. Trying to pick it up off the warning track is Suero, and Rodriguez will stop at second. It's a double for his first South Atlantic League base hit. Rodriguez drove a couple of balls deep for outs in his first two games. And this time, a 99-mile-an-hour double, 386 feet below the left field video board. So a runner at second with one out as Luis Valdez will step in. His first at-bat since the doubleheader on Wednesday. Tries to bunt, pops it up off the top of the screen and into the seats, 0-1. Valdez was 1-for-6 in the doubleheader. 4 strikeouts and a stolen base. 11-for-60, 20 games with Aberdeen this year. That's a .183 average, no home runs and 2 RBI. Jeffrey De Los Santos playing in front of the third base bag. The 0-1 at the knees, it's 0-2. Action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Simon up at 28 pitches. Want to say that is Justin Lawson. The 0-2. And Valdez slaps at it. Foul. Third base side. It remains no balls and 2 strikes. Navy cap, Navy bills for Brooklyn here in game 2. This time with the interlocking BC logo in gold. Tillian holds on the runner, Rodriguez at second, the 0-2. And that in the dirt, kicks to the right of Pregent. Runner breaks for third. Pregent's throw high, but Jeffrey able to reel it in. Very nearly an error that might have allowed Rodriguez to score. But a wild pitch allows the runner to take third with one out. So Brooklyn will have to bring the infield in. The 1-2. And Valdez off the wrists. And out of play, stays a ball and two strikes. Valdez, since the start of 2022, fourth in minor league baseball with stolen bases, 145 of them. The 1-2, hit on the ground is short. Runner will hold at third. Tillian makes the play to first for the second out. So nicely done by Tillian. Make sure that runner stayed put before making the play. And so the infield can move back with two out for Enrique Bradfield Jr. Bradfield Jr. lined out to left. And his first at-bat in game two. Righty against lefty. First pitch to the first-round pick. A bunt towards the first base side. Fielded by Simon. Applies the tag on Bradfield running by. And that's the final out of the inning. Bradfield tried to drag bunt himself aboard, but Ben Simon fields his position beautifully, racing towards the first baseline to his left, able to pick up the baseball and apply the tag on Bradfield running by for the final out of a scoreless second inning. No runs, one hit, and one man left. To the third, 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of a celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
We love you for all you do for us. For keeping us warm and comfortable. For helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Edgar Portes back to the mound for Aberdeen as we move to the top of the third. Brooklyn still looking for their first hit here in the nightcap. Omar De Los Santos, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Christian Pregent, 7, 8, and 9, due up for Brooklyn in the top half of this third inning. Fans, a reminder, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. Omar De Los Santos to lead off the first pitch of the inning in the dirt and to the backstop, 1-0. For safety and quality, like the Cyclones have received this week on the road, visit them on the web. PanoramaBusTours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. 1-0 to Omar. Swing and a miss out in front of the off-speed. A ball and a strike. De Los Santos in game one was 0-for-3, struck out twice. Hitting at a buck, 66 in 58 games with Brooklyn this year. The 1-1. Swings through a curveball, 1-2. Omar, 7 homers and 23 RBI. Ortiz trying to bounce back after his toughest month of the season in July. Off to a good start here in August, the 1-2. And Omar fouls it behind the dish. Portes, 4 appearances, 1 start in July, and an ERA up over 7.5. One, two coming. Breaking ball low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Portes has had a marvelous season this year, including today, five strikeouts shy of the century mark. The 2-2, swing and a miss, make it four. Got him on the sweeper away, and Omar down on strikes. For Portes, that is fourth punch out already. And the base is empty with one out as the rain starts to fall. So the rain has begun here with the bases empty and one out of the top of the third. Now Jeffrey De Los Santos, the batter. First pitch to Jeffrey. Swing and a miss at the changeup. 0-1. Jeffrey did not play in game one. 1-for-4 in the suspended game yesterday. Has reached in five straight contests. The 0-1. High, a ball and a strike. Jeffrey hitting 2-0-1 with Brooklyn. 47-for-234. Five home runs. 28 brought home. The 1-1. Jeffrey, a little roller up the first baseline. Will it stay fair? It does. Portes fields it, but they say in foul ground. No, they'll say it was picked up in fair ground and the tag applied for the out. I thought the home plate umpire was motioning with his right arm that the ball rolled foul. Motioning towards the foul side of the fair foul line. And then signaled that De Los Santos was out. I don't know if he was making the call based on Jeffrey being out of the base path or what? Well, the bases are empty with two out. And now Pregent takes high, ball one. Righty-righty matchup. Bases empty, two out in the third. The 1-0. And Pregent a high fly ball. In the infield, shortstop Vasquez trying to fight the rain droplets and makes the catch over his left shoulder. Portes has faced a minimum through three innings. Nine up, nine down for the righty through 2.5, 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Well, Ben Simon's going to come back out for the bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn's bullpen is up and going. Simon at 34 pitches through two innings on the bump here in game number two. 2-3-4 due up for Aberdeen. Josenberger, Trimble, and Retzbach. A light rain falling here in Aberdeen. First pitch to the switch hitter. Batting left-handed is low. And the count 1-0. Josenberger singled and scored in the first. Also stole a base. 1-0. And Josenberger pulls it foul up the first baseline. It's even, a ball and a strike. Updating you around the South Atlantic League here on this Sunday afternoon. 3:20 in the East. Cyclones and Ironbirds trying to dodge the rain in this twin bill. 1-1. Foul to the left towards the luxury level and onto the roof. It's 1-2. Greensboro and Winston-Salem had to finish a game from yesterday. LaPlore playing a seven-inning finale today. 1-2 from Simon. Inside and low, 2-2. But Greensboro won the resumed game from yesterday, 6-1. That was game two of yesterday's doubleheader. 2-2 pitch. Down and in, a full count. Game two right now is in the fifth. Greensboro and Winston-Salem are tied at two. The payoff. And Josenberger, a foul ball up the first baseline. Still three balls and two strikes. One other final in the league today. Bowling Green shutting out Rome 5-0. Yaniel Curet. Five innings, no runs, two hits, seven strikeouts for him. The payoff pitch, line drive back through the middle and into center field. Josenberger is 2-for-2 here in game two. And the Ironbirds have the leadoff man on, and that'll be all for Ben Simon. Gilbert Gomez out of the third base dugout, and he will signal for Coney Island Sandbar. Call it to the bullpen. Simon gave as much length as he could in his first career start, but he'll depart with a man at first and nobody out in the third. Lawson on to face Trimble, and then Retzbach. Aberdeen a 2-0 lead, bottom three here in game two of the doubleheader. As always, our pitching change is brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. On is the right-hander Justin Lawson. His second appearance of the series. 6'3", 205 pounds, 23 years old from Winfield, Louisiana. Lawson, his 26th appearance, 1-3, a 3.09 ERA, does have six saves. 42 hits in 46 and two-thirds innings, 22 walks, 38 strikeouts, a loud rumble of thunder off in the distance as Reed Trimble takes a first pitch strike. Lawson took the loss in game one of Wednesday's doubleheader, allowed the inherited runner to score on a sack punt and a sack fly. The 0-1, high, a ball and a strike. Lawson's pitched great as of late since the 15th of June, last 10 outings, an ERA under 1 at .96. One on, nobody out. Good speed over at first, the 1-1. Inside and low, 2-1. Trimble walked and scored back in the first. Line still unofficial for Simon, responsible for the runner over at first base. Lawson's 2-1, and this one lined into right field, another base hit. And it gets under the glove of Morabito and is going to roll all the way to the wall. Josenberger rounds third. He'll score. Trimble will stop at third. It should be a single and a two-base error on Morabito, and that allows the Ironbirds to take a 3-0 lead. And Morabito was looking at the runner, Josenberger, going first to third. Picked his head up just a hair too early. Ball went under his glove at 107 miles an hour. And that allowed both the batter and the base runner to move up an extra two bags. So now a runner at third, still nobody out. The infield is in for Adam Retzbach. And he swings and fouls it back 0-1. The righty deals, and Retzbach lunging at the off speed. And the count 0-2. Line now final for Simon. Goes two plus innings, three runs, two earned. Four hits, a walk, two Ks. 40 pitches, 27 strikes. Did throw a wild pitch. That third run could be earned depending on how the rest of this inning goes. A long pause now, the 0-2. And Retzbach able to grab a piece. Remains no balls and two strikes. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League on this Sunday, we mentioned Bowling Green throwing a combined four-hit shutout. The 0-2, and time called right as Lawson was about to get into the wind. And he's going to be called for a pitch clock violation, although Lawson is arguing with the home plate umpire. And the Brooklyn dugout letting Evan Anderson hear it. And now Anderson and Koichi Zawa are going to get together and talk to the third base side of the pitcher's mound. Lawson was starting his windup, but they called him for a pitch clock violation before he could let go of the ball. And I think they are going to keep it as a ball and two strikes on Retzbach. And it will be a pitch clock violation on Lawson. He shakes his head back and forth in disapproval. So the count now 1-2. The runner at third and one run already in. A 1-2 delivery. Down and away, two balls and two strikes. But it was Curet, Ty Johnson, and Johnny Cuevas combined on the shutout today. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the slider. First strikeout tonight for Lawson. And there is one away in the third. That K brought to you by BKFC. Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Runner stays at third, one out now for Carter Young. Drove in the first two runs with a single, and he takes outside 1-0. Other games in the league today, bottom of the seventh, Asheville leading Hickory 4-3. 1-0, and this hit on the ground. A second runner breaks for home. A double clutch there by Smith, and so he has to go to first for the out. Smith pumped once, pumped twice, and by the time he pumped the second time, realized he wasn't going to get Trimble and decided to get the out at first. It's an RBI ground out for Carter Young. He's got three RBI in this game, and Aberdeen now leads it 4-0. So bases empty and two out. And now Jalen Vasquez takes outside 1-0. He lined out to first. And his only at-bat in game two. Light rain continuing to fall here at the ballpark. Have seen some flashes of lightning out beyond the outfield fence. 1-0, a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Asheville scoring two in the bottom of that seventh inning to take the lead on a two-run Austin Deming double. 1-1. Breaking ball low. Two balls and a strike. Bottom of the fifth right now in Hudson Valley. And it certainly looks like the Blue Claws are en route for their eighth consecutive defeat. And Hudson Valley would be their seventh straight win before they come to Coney Island on Tuesday. As Jalen Vasquez takes down and in 3-1. Hudson Valley a 7-0 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning, or bottom of the fifth inning. Omar Martinez has a pair of home runs, a three-run shot in the first, and a solo blast in the third. As Vasquez early on the changeup, a full count. Jersey Shore been no hit through five innings today. Lawson working from the stretch as the thunder rumbles. The 2-2. And Vasquez sends it out of play left-hand side. Only other game on the schedule today. Right now in Greenville, just underway, top two. The drive leading Wilmington 2-0. Mikey Romero, a solo shot, his 10th. The 3-2, down and away, ball four. And Vasquez works a two-out walk. First walk allowed by Lawson here in this ball game, and so one on and two out in the third for Angel Tejada. So louder rumble of thunder echoes out. Tejada struck out looking in his first at-bat today. 0-1 in game two. First pitch is a fastball at 91 for a strike, and it's 0-1. Looking around the league standings right now in the second half. Brooklyn last place in the North Division. Six back of first place. Greensboro throw to first, and Vasquez just barely back in time. Aberdeen in second place, a game out. Hudson Valley in third, a game and a half behind. Wilmington in fourth, 2.5 back. The 0-1, and Tejada out of play to the right. 0-2 in the south. Greenville a game back of Bowling Green. Hickory in third place, three games back. Throw over to first, and this time they got Vasquez. It was close the first time, and the second time Vasquez is punched out by Koi Shizawa. Picked off 1-3 to end the inning. But the Ironbirds add two more to their lead on two hits and error, and nobody left. Another conversation between the grounds crew and the umpires as we head to the fourth. 4-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones world-famous Seinfeld Night is real, and it's spectacular, and you can be a part of it at Maimonides Park on Saturday, August 10th. The first 2,000 fans in the building will take home a special edition George Costanza It's Scary Cold bobblehead. Plus, if these pretzels are making you thirsty, we've got the cure. Our all-you-can-drink package, 2 hours of unlimited beer, wine, seltzers, yada, yada, yada. All that and so much more. To secure your tickets for the 2024 Seinfeld Night, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Well, plenty of thunder here in Maryland right now, but we continue to play on here in game two of this doubleheader. Aberdeen a 4-0 lead. Brooklyn yet to have a base runner in game two. 9 up and 9 down. Nick Morabito, Chris Suero, Mateo Gil, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. As the thunder continues to roar, Morabito struck out against Portes in his first at-bat. And he takes in the dirt for ball one. Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, an error, nobody left. Aberdeen, four runs, five hits, no errors. They have left two. The wind, the 1-0. At the knees, a ball and a strike. None of those runs in the third inning earned. So three runs, two earned for Simon. An unearned run against Lawson in that inning. The 1-1. And Morabito sends it to the screen, 1-2. Cortez stands tall. The 1-2 coming. Fastball outside. Cortez thought he had strike three. Now the count even at two. Line the 2-2 pitch. This a line drive caught on a dive at third by Young to his left, one out. Morabito hit a 96-mile-an-hour line drive that Young snatched out of midair. And make it 10 up, 10 down to start the night for Cortez. One away in the top of the fourth for Chris Suero. Suero struck out in his first at-bat in game two. First pitch to him is a fastball strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, outside and low, a ball and a strike. Set at the letters for Cortez. Now the 1-1. Hops off the plate. And the count, two balls and a strike. Bases empty, one out here at the top of the fourth. Aberdeen up 4-0. Light rain falling. Still some natural sunlight, though, as Suero takes inside for ball three. Get you our Coney Combos trivia question here for game number two. The 3-1, outside and low, ball four. So Suero is the first Cyclone to reach base here in the game. Here in the nightcap, game two. Ends the streak of 10 in a row retired by Cortez. And one on, one out for Mateo Gill. But our Coney Combos trivia question of the day here in game two on this date. In 2012, which Met tied a National League record and set a franchise record by walking five times in a nine-inning game? As Mateo takes low for ball one. Again, that question is, on this date in 2012, what Met set a team and National League record by walking five times in a nine-inning game? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. The 1-0, down and away, two balls and no strikes. A lot of dark gray ominous clouds when you look across the horizon from behind home plate. But still plenty of natural sunlight coming through from behind home plate, where there must be a significant break in the clouds. So that's for interesting Steen as the 2-0 popped in the air. Backing out of play, 2-1. Gill just couldn't quite square up that fastball middle up. 2-1 now on the first baseman Gill. Kellum Clark waiting on deck. One on, one out. 2-1 the count. 4-0 Aberdeen, top four. The 2-1. Down and away, three balls and a strike. Cortez up over 50 pitches on the day. Look at his last two outings. Went 65 and 67 pitches respectively. Three-one, and Gill, a deep fly ball. Left field, long run back toward the warning track at the wall, and this is off the fence. Valdez will field and fire in. Rounding third, heading to the plate is Suero. The relay to the dish from Vasquez, not in time. It's an RBI double for Mateo Gill. That breaks up the no-hitter and the shutout, and the Cyclones are on the board. It's 4-1. That double from Mateo Gill calls for a Barrelsmith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So Gill scores Suero from first base with a loud double off the left field fence. 11th double, 26th RBI for Mateo. And also worth noting, that is not Luis Valdez out in left field anymore. Douglas Soto has come on for him here to start the inning as the first pitch to Kellum Clark. Lofted out towards shallow left. Out is the shortstop, Vasquez, and he'll make the running catch towards the line for the second out. So a runner at second, two away. And now Junior Tillian, who struck out in his only at-bat here in game two. Well, the outfield alignment now for Aberdeen. Hodo, Bradfield, Trimble left to right across the outfield. Guess Valdez trying to give it a go, playing his first game since Wednesday and just couldn't make it work. As Tillian line drives center field, that one's going to get down for a base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Gill. Bradfield will throw into second base. RBI single for Junior Tillian. And the Cyclones have cut the Aberdeen lead in half here in the fourth. It's 4-2. Tillian's third RBI of the series is 26th of the season. And Brooklyn now has the tying run at the plate as Jordy Henry, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to have a talk. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying taking pills at a party just once with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by logging on oasas.ny.gov. Again, that's oasas.ny.gov. One on, two out. DeAndre Smith will be the batter. Brooklyn at two runs on two hits here in the fourth. They cut a 4-0 margin down to 4-2. Smith a fly out to center. And his first at-bat in the nightcap, homered in the seventh inning of game one today. Looks like Aberdeen's bullpen starting to come to life. Portes up near 60 pitches. First pitch two, DeAndre Smith drops in for strike one. Portes working from the third base side of the slab. The 0-1. And Smith, a high pop-up. In the infield, the first baseman, Tejada, calling for it. Drifting to his right, but adjacent to the pitcher's mound on the first base side. Makes the catch to end the inning. But Brooklyn gets on the board. They strike for a pair of runs on two hits, one man left. At the end of three and a half, it is 4-2 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Justin Lawson out for his first full inning of relief as he moved to the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 4-2. Bottom third of the Ironbird lineup due up in the frame. Tejado, Rodriguez, and Hodo, the three scheduled to bat now that Valdez has departed. First pitch to Tejada here in the fourth. Cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. The 0-1 from Lawson. And another swing and a miss and a pitch down and away. And Justin ahead 0-2. Our Coney Combos trivia question here in game number two on this date in 2012, which met set a team and National League record by walking five times in a nine-inning game. The 0-2, swing and a miss, dropped to a knee, can't hit the off-speed. Justin Lawson picks up the strikeout. That's his second. And three waves and a miss start the bottom half of the fourth. Brings up Carlos Rodriguez, a double to left center in his first at-bat here in game two. But 2012, one of the more anonymous years, I want to say, in Mets history. The swing and a miss by Rodriguez. It's 0-1. I will say the answer to our trivia question today is well known in Mets history. The 0-1 a foul tip into the glove of Pregent, 0-2, albeit not known in Mets history for what he did in his career with the bat. Very brief Mets career, but one of the more notable ones because of something he did. The 0-2 outside, a ball and two strikes. That doesn't help you. We'll give you another clue in the top half of the fifth inning. Maybe make it a little bit more specific. The 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground is short. Fielded by Tillian to his right. Couple of crow hops and throws out Rodriguez. Two down in the fourth. Douglas Hodo coming up for the first time here in game two. Entered defensively for Valdez in the top of the inning. Hodo in game one, 1-for-1. Walked twice, also hit a solo homer. Scored a couple of runs, hitting at 252. With five home runs and 23 RBI. Well, Hodo came on in the top of the inning, but I don't think the home plate umpire knew about it because he just wrote it down into his lineup card and then just signaled towards Hodo in the batter's box. Ground ball to third from Hodo, fielded by Jeffrey De Los Santos. Throw nearly pulls Gill off the bag towards the outfield side, but stays with it. And the side is retired. 1-2-3 goes Aberdeen against Lawson in the fourth to the fifth. 4-2 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Go to the top of the fifth inning. Edgar Portes out for his fifth inning of work today. Bottom third of Brooklyn's lineup due up. Omar De Los Santos to lead off. And a violent swing and a miss. And a first pitch off. Speed delivery up 0-1. Omar struck out and is only at bat today against Portes. Jeffrey De Los Santos and Pregent to follow. The 0-1. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Rodriguez. And the count 0-2. Omar here in game two. Swung and missed at five pitches out of the six strikes he's seen. The 0-2. This a little number off the end of the bat to second. Got a hurry as the second baseman, and he throws it away. Into the first base dugout as well. Josenberger had to hurry that throw, a little number off the end of the bat. And Josenberger quickly tried to transfer, but the throw sailed it towards the home plate side of first and careened it into the first base dugout. It'll be an infield hit for Omar, and then the throwing error that allows him to advance to second. And so Brooklyn quickly will bring the tying run to the plate with nobody out in the fifth. Jeffrey De Los Santos grounded out to the pitcher in his first at-bat. Righty offers, and Jeffrey takes outside, ball one. Gets you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in the bottom of the inning. And now Portes steps off and looks the runner back. Portes looks at second, now the 1-0. And Jeffrey lunging at the changeup down and in. Good pitch there from Portes. It's a ball and a strike. Ominous gray clouds out towards center field, but sunshine coming in from behind home plate. Makes for an interesting scene as Portes steps off. And now Rodriguez out to talk with the right-hander. Righty is up in the Ironbirds' right field bullpen as we speak. Runner at second, nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Cyclones returning home on Tuesday. Open up a six-game homestand against Hudson Valley. 7 o'clock Tuesday night. Probably be Jack Weninger to start the opening game of that series. 1-1. This is down and away. Two balls and a strike. Well, a tough rehab outing today for Reed Garrett with double-A Binghamton. Gave up three runs, all earned on four hits. A walk and a strikeout. That strikeout, the only out he recorded. The 2-1. Breaking ball, strike, and it's 2-2. Omar leads off second. Vasquez holds him on. The 2-2 bounces off the plate, deflects to the left of Rodriguez, but not far enough to Omar to have Omar try and risk it. And so the count full 3-2. Christian Pregent waiting on deck. The payoff pitch. Low ball, 4. He walked him. So Portes offers his second walk of the day. And Brooklyn now with a tying runs on and nobody out to start the fifth. Brings up Christian Pregent. Popped up to short in his only at-bat here in game two. Our Coney Combos trivia question for game number two. The righty deals, and Pregent a high fly ball. Out in a shallow right. The second baseman, Josenberger, called off by the right fielder, Trimble. Trimble makes the catch. Infield fly was in effect, as Josenberger was underneath it originally. So Pregent was automatically out. So two on and one out. Back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. But our Coney Combos trivia question here in game two. First, Morabito, who is 0-2, and he lined this down the right field line, 0-1. Morabito lined out to third last time up. But a question is, this date in 2012, what Met set a franchise and National League record with 5 walks in a 9-inning game? The 0-1. Morabito drives it down the left field line. That one's in for a base hit, rolling to the corner. Omar scores. Jeffrey's going to be held at third. It's an RBI double for Nick Morabito. Brooklyn has the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second as a 4-run deficit has been cut to 4-3. And double from Nick Morabito calls for a Barrelsmith barrel-age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. 10th double. 16th RBI for Morabito with Brooklyn, extending his hitting and on base streak. And that will be all for Edgar Portes this afternoon. Had started this game 10 up, 10 down. But since then, Brooklyn scoring 3 runs on 4 hits against them. And now it's up to the Aberdeen bullpen to protect what is now a 1-run lead. Graham Fyreved coming on. Chris Suero will be the batter when we come back. Second and third, one out. Brooklyn trails 4-3. On the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar. You bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey!
Graham Firebed, the new arm in the game. Our pitching change is brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Brooklyn with a tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second. It's a 4-3 Aberdeen lead. Chris Suero to face Graham Firebed, who is the first arm out of the Aberdeen bullpen in game two. And the first pitch, a check swing foul ball to the screen. 0-1. Firebed, 6'1", 185 pounds, 24 years old, from Virginia Beach, Virginia. The one strike pitch inside to Suero. And it's even a ball and a strike. Numbers for Firebed so far this year, making his 30th appearance, 1-7 with a 5.59 ERA, three saves, 32 hits in 37 innings. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball high, 2-1. Firebed, 31 walks, 40 strikeouts, tied a season long, two innings against Brooklyn on Thursday, rather in game two on Wednesday, gave up an unearned run, but that was the go-ahead run in Brooklyn's 3-2 win. The 2-1, and Suero swings and misses. Fastball down and in at 92. It's even two balls or two strikes. Mateo Gil, who picked up Brooklyn's first base hit of the ball game, waiting on deck. Infield in all around for Aberdeen. Firebed's 2-2. Outside, a full count. Firebed, an ERA up over 10. And his last 14 appearances since the 6th of June. The payoff pitch. Swing and a foul tip. And Suero stays alive. Firebed, former 16th round pick of the Orioles out of Virginia Tech. Ortiz responsible for the runners at second and third. One out in the top half of the fifth inning. The payoff pitch. And Suero, a chopper into the third base dugout, will do it again. Next pitch will be number 8 in this at-bat. Jeffrey De Los Santos at third, Morabito at second. The payoff in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher Rodriguez, and Brooklyn's going to tie the game. Jeffrey De Los Santos scores. To third goes Morabito. Suero works a walk. And Brooklyn has come all the way back from 4-0 down to tie the game at 4. A costly wild pitch from Graham Firebed allows Brooklyn to tie the game without the benefit of a base hit. A walk puts Suero at first. And Brooklyn now has the go-ahead run 90 feet away with one out for Mateo Gil. Gil has fly to right and doubled. First pitch, runner starts and stops. And Suero dives back to first with no throw as Gil takes strike one on the inside corner. Top of the 4 o'clock hour here in the East. Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at 4. Ironbirds took the opening game of this doubleheader 5-2. Throw over, and Suero dives back. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 4 hits, an error. They have left 1. Aberdeen, 4 runs, 5 hits, an error. They have left 2. The 0-1. Gil fouls it to our right. Into the luxury level, it's 0-2. Kellum Clark, the DH here in game 2, is on deck. Ortiz still responsible for the runner over at third, so his line still not official. The 0-2. Swinging a ground ball past the diving glove of Young in the left field. Base hit, and Brooklyn has the lead. Morabito scores, stopping at second. Is Suero. It's an RBI single for Mateo Gil. His 27th RBI, and the Cyclones have taken a 5-4 lead. Mateo Gil delivers past the drawn-in infield. And the Cyclones, at one point down 4-0, have scored the last five in this game. They now lead it by one as Kellum Clark takes high 1-0. The final line now for Portez. 4 1/3 innings, 5 runs all earned on 4 hits. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. 70 pitches, 44 strikes, the 1-0. And Clark watches that drop in for a strike. And the count even at 1. Brooklyn 3 runs in on 3 hits here in the 5th inning. Clark the 7th man to bat. The 1-1. And Clark breaks his bat maybe. Fouled it off the hands. And it's 1-2. Clark will stick with that piece of lumber. Suero at second. Gil at first as Clark fouls another one behind the plate. Remains at a ball and 2 strikes. Five for Brooklyn. On the top of the 5th of a 7-inning game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Pumped a fastball by him up at 93. And Vyravet has his first strikeout. One away in the 5th. Brings up Junior Tillian. 1-for-2 with a base hit and an RBI as Jordy Henry out of the first base dugout to have another discussion. Tony Cavo's trivia question will give you the answer. In the bottom of the inning, our question today is, this date, 2012, what Met set the team and National League record with 5 walks in a 9-inning game? We mentioned some hints as to who the answer might be. All I'll say is he is the author of one of the biggest catches in Mets history. First pitch down and away to Tillian. 1-0. One of the biggest and most memorable catches in Mets history. Also set the franchise record for walks in a 9-inning game this date, 2012. The 1-0. Outside, diving stop by Rodriguez to the lefty box. And the count 2-0 as the Ironbird bullpen back up and throwing. DeAndre Smith on deck. The 2-0. And Tillian right on it. But sends it back to the checkerboard screen, 2-1. Glove rested on Fireved's chest as he gets the sign. Big lead off his second for Suero. The pitch outside. 3 balls and a strike. And now Fireved in danger of walking the bases loaded. Well, the Wolf, David Pecoraro. I had a feeling when I gave that clue he would get the right answer. We'll still give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. But Wolf's got it. The 3-1. Broken back ground ball towards short. Could be 2. Flip on to second for 1. And they didn't need to get 2 because there was already 2 outs in the inning. Well, it could have been 2. Could have gotten 4 outs in the frame. But that extra out does you no good. However, Brooklyn, though, rallies to take the lead. 3 runs, 3 hits, an error, and 2 men left. 4.5 complete. Brooklyn a 5-4 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Justin Lawson back to the mound as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Brooklyn leading Aberdeen 5-4. Top of the lineup due up for the Ironbirds. Bradfield Jr., Josenberger, and Trimble coming to bat, trailing for the first time today. Bradfield Jr. was tagged out on a bunt attempt in his last at-bat, 0-2 in game two. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Lawson out for his second full inning of relief. The 0-1 line drive back up the middle and through into center field. And Aberdeen quickly has the tying run on to start the bottom of the fifth. 98 miles an hour back through the middle. And the South Atlantic League leader in stolen bases is on to start the fifth inning. One away for Tavian Josenberger. He's got a couple of singles here in game number two, has also scored twice and stolen a base. Third baseman De Los Santos in the first pitch, hit on the ground is short. Backhanded by Tillian, throws to second, and they get the lead runner. That's all. And Tillian nearly had some trouble getting it out of his glove, but able to make an accurate enough throw for DeAndre to get the force at second base. So a runner at first and one out, and that'll bring up Reed Trimble, has walked and singled here in game two, has also scored a couple of runs and stolen a bag. Lawson at the letters, and his first pitch fouled off the hands. No balls and a strike. Coney Combo's trivia question today will give you the answer. Question was, on this date in 2012, what Met set a team and National League record with five walks in a nine-inning game? The 0-1, and this one hit in the air to right. Coming on is Morabito to make the catch. Retreating to first is Josenberger, two out. So a man at first, two away for Adam Retzbach, who has struck out twice today. But who had that five-walk game on this date in 2012, none other than the man that made the game-saving catch in Johan Santana's no-hitter. Mike Baxter, the New York native, is the man who set that record. Lawson's first pitch to Retzbach, a strike. It's 0-1. But Baxter setting the record in the Mets' 6-4 win in San Diego against the Padres. Baxter saw 25 pitches that day, only five were strikes. As Retzbach takes high, it's 1-1. And 13 of the final 14 pitches he saw were out of the zone. The 1-1. Swing through a slider from Retzbach, 1-2. Looking ahead to the top of the sixth, Brooklyn will have 6, 7, and 8 due up. One on, two out. Bottom of the fifth, Brooklyn leading 5-4. Throw over to first. And Josenberger dives in. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 5 hits and error. They have left 3. Aberdeen, 4 runs, 6 hits and error. They have left 2. Lawson's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Punched him on the slider. Retzbach down on strikes for the third time today. And Lawson, a big shutdown inning in the bottom of the 5th. No runs, a hit, 1 left. Through 5 here in game 2. Brooklyn leads it 5-4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Call to the bullpen for the Ironbirds as he moves to the top of the 6th inning. Graham Fyrevetta is out. Kyle Verbitsky, the new arm in the game for Aberdeen. Brooklyn a 5-4 lead in the top of the 6th. DeAndre Smith, only man that did not bat for Brooklyn in the 5th. Be followed by Omar and then Jeffrey De Los Santos. First pitch to DeAndre. Hit in the air to center. Long run back for Bradfield Jr. Away back. Reaches over his head and makes an incredible Willie Mays-style catch for the first out of the 6th inning. Oh, my goodness. Enrique Bradfield Jr., a highlight reel play in front of the center field wall for the first out of the 6th inning. DeAndre Smith gave it a ride. But Enrique Bradfield Jr., wizard-like, able to reel that one in. Almost no look. So a loud out number one to start the 6th. And the first pitch to Omar De Los Santos down and away for ball one. Verbitsky, 6'7", 235 pounds. 1-0 down, 2 balls, no strikes. From Media, Pennsylvania. Acquired by the Orioles in a trade last year, the 2-0. At the knees, 2 balls and a strike. Came over with Cole Irvin in the deal that sent Darryl Hernandez to the Oakland A's. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Chase the breaking ball low, 2-2. Verbitsky picked up the win in game one on Wednesday through 2 scoreless innings. The 2-2. On the inside corner, strike 3 called. So Omar down on strikes. First punch out for Verbitsky, 2 out. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos, 0-1, a ground out and a walk. Verbitsky, 18th appearance with Aberdeen, 2-1. A 2.39 ERA with 3 saves, 24 hits, 26 in the third innings, just 4 walks and 31 strikeouts. First pitch to Jeffrey. Foul down the left field line, 0-1. Final line for the right-hander, Graham Fyrevetta, goes 2/3 of an inning as Jeffrey takes down and away, 1-1. No runs, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. A wild pitch. Fire of Ed, 21 pitches and 13 strikes. The 1-1. And De Los Santos in the air, left side. Racing after it is Young, but this one will make it into the seats. 1-2. Base is empty, two out, top of the sixth. Brooklyn leading Aberdeen 5-4. The 1-2 coming. Breaking ball blasted. Deep to right field. Back goes Trimble, slowing down onto the warning track, and he makes the catch in front of the Hollywood Casino sign to end the inning. Ah, Jeffrey gave it a ride, but just missed completely, barreling it up. And allowed out number three brings the sixth inning to a close. Couple of well-stung balls from Brooklyn, but they go in order. Justin Lawson back to the mound in the bottom of the sixth. 5-6-7 due up for the Ironbirds. Brooklyn leads 5-4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Justin Lawson back to work. 37 pitches so far for Justin through three innings on the bump. Brooklyn does have action in the bullpen, but Carter Young will lead off against Lawson in the sixth and swings and misses at a pitch down and in, 0-1. Young has a two-run single and an RBI ground out, has brought in three of Aberdeen's four runs. The 0-1. And this is a ground ball off of Lawson, deflects towards first. Lawson fields, tries to shovel to first, and he gets the out. Oh, what a play by Justin Lawson. It kicked off his feet, rolled towards first base. Justin had to race it down, and then a backhanded flip to Mateo Gill at first base. It had just enough on it to get Young for the first out of the sixth inning. So one away for Jalen Vasquez, has lined to first and walked. Righty comes home, and Vasquez, a soft ground ball up the first baseline, foul. It's 0-1. Aberdeen jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Two in the first, two in the third. But Brooklyn with two in the fourth, three in the fifth to take a 5-4 advantage. The 0-1. Outside corner, it's 0-2. Time called at home plate by Vasquez. Lights have been on for a while here at the stadium, with overcast skies on this Sunday. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Changeup disappeared, down and away. And two up, two down for Lawson in the sixth. Fourth strikeout today for J-Law. And two out for Angel Tejada, who has struck out in both of his at-bats here in game two. One looking and one swinging. And the first pitch from Lawson is popped in the air. Out towards right, second baseman Smith on the outfield turf calls for it, makes the two-handed catch, and a 1-2-3, bottom of the sixth for Justin Lawson. Four incredible innings out of the bullpen for the NC State Wolfpack alum. We head to the seventh in this seven-inning game, 5-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as he moved to the top of the seventh. Another pitching change brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Cooper Chandler on in support of Kyle Verbitsky, who worked a 1-2-3 top of the sixth. Chandler, 6'2", 200 pounds, will turn 26 later this month from Frisco, Texas. Undrafted free agent signee by the Orioles in 2022 out of Rice University. Final line for Verbitsky, one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, a strikeout, 10 pitches, seven strikes for him. Chandler making his ninth appearance with Aberdeen, 0-1, a 3.29 ERA. Has two saves, eight hits, 13 and two-thirds innings, three walks and 16 strikeouts. 9-1-2 due up for Brooklyn in the top of the seventh, Pregent, Morabito, and then Suero. Regents 0-2, an infield fly in his last at-bat. First pitch swinging. Fouls it out of play to the right. And the count 0-1. Chandler threw two perfect innings on Thursday. Struck out a pair. Chandler's 0-1. And Pregent takes down and away. It's even a ball and a strike. I would doubt Lawson would come back out for the bottom of the seventh inning. He's already gone four innings, a career high today. The 1-1, and Pregent down the right field line. It's 1-2. I want to say the man standing and getting ready in Brooklyn's right field bullpen is Alan Perdomo, who joined Brooklyn's roster from single-A St. Lucie earlier this morning. The 1-2 bounces in there, two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn 5, Aberdeen 4 in the top of the seventh. Final game of this six-game series. Aberdeen has won three of the first five in this set. The 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes. Tried to paint the outside corner with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Bottom of the 4 o'clock hour in the East. 3-2 pitch upcoming. The righty fires, and a breaking ball fouled down the right field line. We'll do it again. Aberdeen took the opening game of this doubleheader, 5-2. They led game 2 4-0 before Brooklyn rallied to take the lead. The payoff pitch, and Pregent puts it in the air to center. Back goes Bradfield Jr. to his left. He reaches into the sky and makes the catch. One away in the top of the seventh. Brings up Nick Morabito. RBI double in his last at-bat, made it a 4-3 game at the time. Righty-righty matchup. Chandler's first toss in this, a line drive back through the box, and Morabito has another multi-hit game. 30th multi-hit game of the season for Nick Morabito, and the Cyclones with one on and one out in the seventh. Morabito extending his hitting streak to 9, his on-base streak to a dozen in both ends of the doubleheader today. And now one on and one out for Chris Suero, who is 0-for-1 with a couple of walks. He's also scored a run here today. Playing left field in game 2. Throw over to first, and Morabito dives back. We haven't seen Nick run today. Does have 3 stolen bases in the series. Brooklyn hasn't really tried Rodriguez behind the plate yet here in game 2. Runner goes, pitches a strike, throw down by Rodriguez, is offline, not in time. And there, Nick Morabito ties the record. His 37th stolen base of the season. Or did they actually score it correctly after the fact on that one play earlier? And indeed they did. So it's just the 36th of the year for Nick. One shy of matching Omar's all-time record. The 0-1 outside. It's 1-1. Should say the single season record, not the all-time record. Omar holds the all-time franchise record for steals with 70. Nick sent 36 on the year. The 1-1. Fouled back. It's 1-2. 47th stolen base overall this season. That is top 10 in minor league baseball. He has had a stupendous second full season in pro ball. Suero asks for time, readjusts the straps on his batting gloves, and now digs back into the box. Wags that black bat behind his head. 1-2. Fastball in there, strike 3 called, and Suero knew it. Couldn't pull the trigger on a fastball in. And Chandler picks up the strikeout. That's his first. And so the runner stays at second with 2 out for Mateo Gill. Gill 2-for-3 provided Brooklyn the lead with an RBI single. Couple of hits, a couple of RBI here in game 2. The first pitch, and Gill takes inside, ball 1. In the bottom of the 7th, Aberdeen will have 8, 9, and 1 due up. Rodriguez, Hodo, and then Bradfield. The 1-0, fastball on the outside edge. It's even a ball and a strike. Morabito at second. 2 out here in the top of the 7th inning. Brooklyn leads 5-4. The 1-1. And Gill sends it back towards the parking lot. 1-2. Certainly looks like Alan Perdomo, who just rejoined Brooklyn earlier today, will come on and try and finish it off in the bottom of the 7th inning. Brooklyn trying to create some more separation before then. 1-2, the count on Mateo. The righty comes home. Low and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Couldn't quite paint it with 95. Kellum Clark waits on deck. Two-two. Breaking ball down and away. Blocked by Rodriguez on a slide to his right. And the count now full. Marco for three here in game two. He waits patiently on deck. The 3-2. Swung on, hit on the ground at third, and it gets past Young in the left field. Morabito will score. Gill delivers the insurance run. We'll see if this is a hit or an error, but regardless, Brooklyn leads 6-4. It'll be a hit and an RBI for Mateo Gill. His third hit, his third RBI of the ballgame, and the Cyclones take a two-run advantage, 6-4. A 98-mile-an-hour worm burner past the glove of Carter Young to his left. And Brooklyn gets that key insurance run they were looking for. RBI number 28 on the year with Brooklyn for Gill. And now one on with two out for Kellum Clark, who takes outside for ball one. Clark struck out in his last at-bat. Has also grounded to second and popped up to short. One-oh coming, and Clark off the handle towards the upper level of the seating bowl. Evens up a ball and a strike. Brooklyn a run in on two hits here in the seventh. A single, a stolen base, and a single. 1-1 to Kellum. This one line down the right field line. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Gill hits second on his way to third. They're going to hold him there, throw to second. Clark trying to get into a rundown, falls down, but the tag applied before Gill could score. I don't know if Gill was running, or rather Clark was running all the way there. Tried getting the second base on a double. Good job by Trimble to cut it off. Clark tried getting into a rundown at the last second, but thrown out trying to get to first base. Long enough for Mateo to score. So Brooklyn picks up a run in the inning on three hits and one man left. At the end of 6.5, Brooklyn 6 and Aberdeen 4. Another pitching change brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan, MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning in this seven-inning scheduled game. On to make his return to the mound for the Cyclones. Just his second appearance at the high A level. It is Alan Perdomo. Perdomo joining Brooklyn again from single-A St. Lucie earlier today. Perdomo, 6'4", 150 pounds. 22 years old, will turn 23. At the end of the month from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Was pitching extremely well at single-A St. Lucie prior to his promotion earlier today. Perdomo will face 8-9-1 in the Aberdeen order, and his first pitch fastball outside 1-0. Rodriguez has doubled and grounded out to short. He is 1-for-2. Perdomo's 1-0. Outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Perdomo last pitched on Wednesday for St. Lucie and Fort Myers, went three scoreless innings to pick up the save. The 2-0, way outside into the backstop, it's 3-0. And an inauspicious start for Perdomo. Through an inning and two-thirds scoreless against Asheville in game two of a doubleheader on April the 13th, earned the win that day. The 3-0. There is a strike at the letters 3-1. Final line for Justin Lawson. Boy, was he exquisite. Four innings out of the bullpen for Brooklyn. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and the count full. Lawson, four innings, one unearned run, two hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. 43 pitches and 33 strikes. The 3-2 off the hands into the first base seats. Perdomo at single-A St. Lucie was 2-1, a 3.74 ERA. 24 appearances, one start, was 3-for-4 and save tries. The 3-2 hit on the ground at third. Waiting on it, De Los Santos. Fields low throw and a nice forehand pick by Gill to secure the first out of the seventh inning. A low throw by Jeffrey, but Mateo, who's had himself a great day at bat, makes a beautiful play in the field for the first out of the seventh. Brings up Douglas Hodo, who grounded out to third in his only at bat. Came on for Luis Valdez in the fourth inning. Perdomo fires, and the first pitch high, 1-0. Perdomo coming into play today, 7 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings at a 1.19 ERA over his last 12 outings at the single-A level. The 1-0 knee-high strike. Fastball, it's 1-1. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn leading Aberdeen 6-4. The 1-1. Outside and low with a slider, two balls and a strike. Perdomo acquired by the Mets in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft from the Rockies back in December. The 2-1 hit on the ground is short. Staying down on it is Tillian. Sets and throws, and the Cyclones one out away from victory. A couple of hard hit ground balls to the left side. But Jeffrey De Los Santos and Junior Tillian able to make the plays. And now Enrique Bradfield Jr. trying to keep the game going for Aberdeen. Bradfield Jr. is 1-for-3. Single to center in his last at-bat. Third baseman De Los Santos is in. And Bradfield fouls the first pitch out of play to the left. 0-1. Perdomo, long, lanky. Curly hair flowing out the back of that navy cap. The 0-1. Hit on the ground. Knocked down by Perdomo. Spins. Throws overhand to first. In time, and you can celebrate a come-from-behind Cyclones victory. Alan Perdomo picks up the first save in his high A career. A 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh inning as the Cyclones come from 4-0 down to split the doubleheader, and they split the series. They lose the opener 5-2, but take the nightcap 6-4 as the Cyclones will get to come home with a happy bus trip back to Coney Island. And all the more important, Brooklyn able to hold on and win that game, as I'm sure if Aberdeen got a man aboard, all the memories from that June 30th game in which Tavian Josenberger hit the walk-off three-run homer after a rain delay. Certainly it would have started to peek into everyone's minds. But a beautiful job done. Ben Simon, Justin Lawson, Alan Perdomo in a bullpen game two for Brooklyn, able to get the job done, allow just two earned runs over the seven innings. Mateo Gill, three hits, three RBI, and the Cyclones able to earn the doubleheader split and the series split with the win in game two. We'll step aside when we come back. The happy recap is next. As the late, great Bob Murphy would say, glad to be able to do that one last time in Aberdeen here in 2024. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group.
Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a Stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Gotta tell you what, folks, the resolve on this Cyclones team since the All-Star break has really been impressive. Down 4-0, they rally and win it. Second straight Sunday, Brooklyn has had an impressive multi-run comeback, of course. Last Sunday, the thriller against Rome, a three-run bottom of the ninth to walk off with a victory, back-to-back home runs from Jeffrey De Los Santos and Omar De Los Santos. Today, Mateo Gil and Nick Morabito led the way offensively. They delivered two of the big hits in this game. Actually, really, three of the four big hits in this ball game, as the Cyclones come away with a 6-4 winner in game two of today's doubleheader. With the win, Brooklyn improving to 15-21 in the half, 48-54 on the year. Aberdeen with the loss, dropping to 19-17 in the second half, 53-49 overall. We take you through the game that was here in game two of our doubleheader, as my back was trying to lock up on me there. I don't know what that was about. Don't fail on me now, right? You need to make it to the bus. Then the back can go out as we sit on the bus for a couple hours getting back to the city. But Brooklyn and Aberdeen, game two. Ben Simon making a spot start for Brooklyn in a bullpen game. Edgar Portes getting the ball for Aberdeen, and the Ironbirds responded to an early lead. Bottom of the first inning with one out, Tavian Josenberger single, took second on a walk after a double steal on a strikeout. Carter Young, a two-run single, gave Aberdeen a 2-0 lead. Then in the bottom of the third, they continued to add to their advantage with a leadoff base hit from Tavian Josenberger, chasing the starter Ben Simon. On came Justin Lawson. Reed Trimble then hit a line drive single to right that got underneath Nick Morabito's glove in right. That allowed Josenberger to score from first. Trimble went to third. It was an unearned run. And Aberdeen had a 3-0 lead after Adam Retzbach struck out. It was an RBI ground out from Carter Young that gave the Ironbirds a 4-0 lead. But Brooklyn started to chip away in the top half of the fourth. With one out, Chris Suero walked, and then Mateo Gill doubled off the left field wall. Gilbert Gomez waved Suero around from first. He would score on the double, made it a 4-1 game. And after Kellum Clark popped out, Junior Tillian, an RBI single, cut the deficit to 4-2. Edgar Portes came back out for the top of the fifth inning. Omar De Los Santos would single, take second on a throwing error by Tavian Josenberger after a Jeffrey De Los Santos walk and a pop-out. Nick Morabito doubled down the left field line. Omar scored. Jeffrey stopped at third, and Brooklyn had cut the deficit down to 4-3. Then Chris Suero stepped up, a pitching change. Graham Fireved came on for Edgar Portes, and on a 3-2 pitch, Suero took ball four, but the ball got away from the catcher, and that allowed Jeffrey De Los Santos to score from third with a tying run. Morabito went to third with the go-ahead run, and Brooklyn tied the game at four, and then Mateo Gill able to sting a ground ball through the left side for an RBI base hit, gave Brooklyn a 5-4 lead in the fifth. Then in the top of the seventh, Brooklyn some key insurance against Cooper Chandler with one out. Nick Morabito singled, stole second, and with two out came across on a Mateo Gill single that got away from Carter Young in the left field, made it 6-4. Alan Perdomo came on in the bottom of the seventh and retired the side in order as the Cyclones celebrate a 6-4 victory to close out the doubleheader today and the season series against the Ironbirds. Winning pitcher was Justin Lawson. He improves to 2-3. He deserves a big piece of cake to celebrate his performance today. A career high, 4 innings, 1 unearned run, 2 hits, a walk, 4 strikeouts. Brooklyn does not win this game without Justin Lawson today. He was magnificent. Edgar Portes, a tough luck loss. He had a perfect game through 3 1/3 innings, retired the first 10 batters in order, but suffers his third loss. He's 5-3, 4 1/3 innings, 5 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. The save to Alan Perdomo, his fourth of the year, his first at the high A level. 1 inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, no Ks. Final line score in game two, Brooklyn 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 4. Aberdeen 4 runs, 6 hits, an error. They left 3. Final time of game, 2 hours and 2 minutes. In front of a crowd of 1,323 for this double dip. Taking a look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodbye from Maryland for the final time in 2024. Looking at the South Atlantic League scoreboard on this Sunday, Greensboro and Winston-Salem had a complete game two of yesterday's doubleheader. Greensboro won that 6-1 in game two. Winston-Salem able to beat Greensboro in the 7-inning finale by a final of 3-2. Elsewhere in the league today, Bowling Green shuts out Rome 5-0. 3 hot rod arms combine on a 4-hit shutout. Brock Jones, his 15th home run of the year for the Hot Rods. Asheville over Hickory 4-3 at McCormick Field. Austin Deming, the go-ahead 2-run double in the bottom of the 7th. It has just gone final in Hudson Valley. The Renegades holding off a late push from Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley wins their 7th straight going into the series next week. Jersey Shore drops their 8th in a row. 7-5 winner for Hudson Valley. Omar Martinez, a multi-home run game for the Renegades. And bottom of the 5th right now in South Carolina, Wilmington leading Greenville 7-6. Matt Suggs, T.J. White with home runs for the Blue Rocks. Mikey Romero, Alan Castro, and Ronald Rosario have all homered for the drive. Looking at the Mets affiliates today, Single A St. Lucie had both of their games against Fort Myers canceled due to the approaching tropical storm Debbie. We hope everybody stays safe down there. Starting with Triple A, Syracuse falling on the road to Columbus by a final of 4-1 in that series finale against the Guardians affiliate. So AAA Syracuse falling in that game. That was started by Mike Vassell earlier today. Elsewhere in the Mets organization, AA Binghamton playing a doubleheader as well. They dropped game one to New Hampshire Blue Jays affiliate by a final of 3-0. Reed Garrett suffering the loss, really struggled in his first rehab appearance. 3 runs on 4 hits. Sean Reed Foley walked 3 but did not give up a run in 2/3 of an inning in his third rehab outing. Game two just about to get underway out there in Binghamton. Jonathan Pintaro will get the start, making his Double-A debut for the Rumble Ponies. As for the big league club, Mets in Anaheim taking on the Angels. They trail the Halos 2-1 through it to Jose Quintana against Griffin Canning. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye on this Sunday afternoon. A lot of day games today on a getaway day. Sunday, Giants beat the Reds 8-2. Diamondbacks over the Pirates 6-5. Marlins shut out the Braves 7-0. Yankees and Blue Jays are tied at 3 right now. Bottom 8. Nationals over the Brewers 4-3 in Washington, D.C. Just got final in Cleveland. Orioles beat the Guardians 9-5. The Royals over the Tigers 3-2. Rays shut out the Astros 1-0. Top 8 in Minnesota. Twins doubling up the White Sox 10-5. Red Sox 6. Rangers 2. Top of the 8th in Arlington. Middle 3 in Oakland. Dodgers up 3-2 on the A's. End of 2 in San Diego. Padres leading the Rockies 1-0. Matt Waldron against Cal Quantrill. Bottom of the 3rd in Seattle. Phillies leading the Mariners 1-0. Zach Wheeler up against Logan Gilbert. And Sunday Night Baseball 7-10. Cubs and Cardinals. Justin Steele against Miles Michaelis. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, the Cyclones will return home to square off in their final regular season series against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Coverage starting on the radio network at 6:45 Eastern Time, leading up to the 7 o'clock first pitch. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Should be a fun night at the ballpark. Our Tuesday night meal deal, a hot dog, burger, or chicken tenders, plus chips and a soft drink, or a beer for $25. It'll also be the American Cancer Society Pink and Blue Night with special uniforms that the Cyclones will wear. Again, gates open at 6. Coverage with Johnny and I at 6:45. And first pitch at 7 o'clock from Maimonides Park. That'll do it for us here on the Cyclones Radio Network as Brooklyn and Aberdeen split this series. They split this doubleheader. Aberdeen takes game one 5-2. Brooklyn rallies to take the nightcap by a final of 6-4. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Gademowitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Again, Aberdeen takes game one 5-2. Brooklyn wins the finale 6-4. We hope to have you with us again for game one of the homestand against Hudson Valley on a Tuesday night. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Harford County, Maryland. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a wonderful Monday. We'll talk to you on Tuesday from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.